It's time for Miracles Focus on Faith. Here's Shelby Lewis.
Thanks for tuning in today to another Focus on Faith. You have probably heard of Men of Courage, but today I have another special guest from Men of Courage, Webster Parish, Mr. Chris Plants. How are you doing today, Mr. Chris?
I'm good, Shelby. Doing great.
Thanks for coming in.
No, thank you for having me. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. Well, we love Men of Courage. You guys are certainly reaching, I don't want to say an unreached population because you guys are reaching it, but we kind of forget about the guys, and they're supposed to be like the leaders of the home.
Amen.
There's plenty of things for women out there typically in your average church, but you guys are going outside the church and having these events, awesome events, just reaching men all throughout Northwest Louisiana.
Outside the state lines of Louisiana. The Little Rock one had seen what we were doing on YouTube and our YouTube channel and called me out of the blue and said, hey, man, I'd like something like this going in Little Rock.
Wow.
I called Mark Rohde. Mark Rohde's like, man, take off with it, Chris. So they had a couple months ago had their first Men of Courage, and they asked me to be the speaker for the first time. So it was the whole thing just was an awesome miracle bomb for Jesus, you know, boom.
Absolutely.
So I'm sorry. Yeah, we're doing it all over.
Yeah, that's awesome. You guys are just expanding, and we are so excited to see y'all reach men for God. And so, but I know you yourself have a really powerful testimony. Can you tell us, you know, just kind of where did you grow up, and ultimately how did you become part of Men of Courage?
Yes, no. So I'm going to do this, and I hate to say it, but the really quick way, because this is a long story. But I now at this point in my life, I'm a non-apologetic, unabashed Christian. I'm talking about God and Jesus in the community every day. Fighting this spiritual warfare, this huge war that is going on outside every day, the things the government and the world puts on us every day. So I grew up in a little bitty Cotton Valley, Louisiana. 17, Mama signs me into the Army.
Wow.
I served in the Army. I've been overseas. I've been in combat. Come back. Went to Louisiana Tech University on the GI Bill. I got an engineering degree from there. Didn't do that very long at all. And the FBI, and I did at that point in time. I got my dream job. I was special agent for the FBI for approximately 19 years. That started closing in on me. 2019, 2020, the FBI come to me. And I had always kept my Bible on my desk, but they asked me to remove it from my desk. They had made me a supervisor in the office. I was only going to work a couple more years and get my retirement, add my 6 years military, have 26 years federal service, the proverbial mailbox check. But look, girl, this is what I'm trying to say. I was asleep in the pew, though. I wasn't fighting for God and Jesus like I was supposed to be doing. I was great at church. I was great in the pew. I'd even teach Sunday school, but I wasn't out fighting for him in the community like I was supposed to be doing, like he did every day for us.
You've been listening to Miracles Focus on Faith with Shelby Lewis. Please tune in again tomorrow. It's time for Miracles Focus on Faith. Here's Shelby Lewis.
Today, I have another special guest from Men of Courage, Webster Parish, Mr. Chris Plants. Can you tell us, ultimately, how did you become part of Men of Courage?
I started going to Christ Fit Gym. I started doing one of those devotions once a week. The FBI got really mad about the devotion time that I did there. I was leading at that time a violent crime against children task force here. Cassie Hammett with Purchased was on it.
Yes.
Another unbelievable Christian person that started showing me how you talk about Jesus out in the public. But I've got unbelievable stories of seeing that young underage girl and older girl that was being prostituted, and they get in Cassie Hammett's program and they accept Christ and they get their GED and they
transform their life.
Whole changes their whole life. Productive community Christians, in the community. And an unbelievable thing. I started seeing her. I started seeing Billy Weatherall, what he doing. I met a man named Luke Hockenjoss would give him Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Me and Luke started, the FBI got so mad at me. We started giving out Bibles to guys in prison with their name on them. And they just had a lot of problems with what I was doing as a Christian. They make professional on our tax dimes posters for LGBTQ month.
Mm-hmm.
And they wanted me to put them up around the office. I said, man, I'm not doing that. Called and asked me to go to a meeting and try to recruit a transgender to come on. And I tried to explain to them of all, not just Christianity. If you're in a room and something bad's fixing to happen, and you got to make certain choices.
Right.
We call it eliminate a threat or make certain choices in that room. If you don't even know if you're a man or a woman, it's hard for you to make those type of choices. So, but they got upset me about that, and I'm sorry. Finally, 2021, on March the 3rd, I did a Devo at Billy's, and he does it on Facebook Live. The FBI had started watching the devotions. They said that the mission of the FBI didn't correlate with God and Jesus, and
wow,
I shouldn't be doing that. I was hurting their mission statement. But Rohde had done got me so fired up for Men of Courage. I'm going to Webster Parish in Minden, Louisiana, and we're going to start this Men of Courage. And it's been unbelievable, the miracles, I could tell you. So God's won, yeah. Shelby, because on earth, you may think, I lost. God won, and that therefore, we win.
Right, right.
But like John the Baptist was getting his head cut off, that don't correlate to what it looks like on earth.
Right.
So March the 3rd, I announced that on a devotion at Billy's. I'm fixing to do Men of Courage. And Rhodey, he's just so good. I'm going to tell you just really quick. I went to Rhodey, and I was like, hey, man, God's telling me to do this Men of Courage, and I've been running from it. I was like, I'm not a pastor.
Wow.
I got too much going on, right? And but
what
I finally,
we all say, eventually.
Oh, excuses,
yeah.
Left and right why we can't fight for God every day. As I said, so, man, are there franchise fees or what with this? What do we need to do? And this is, of course, Mark Rhodey, one of the best men of God that I know. He looks at me and he says, Chris, he goes, you steal everything I've got. You take it to Webster Parish and you just try to make it better, man.
I love it.
You've been listening to Miracles Focus on Faith with Shelby Lewis. Please tune in again tomorrow. It's time for Miracles Focus on Faith. Here's Shelby Lewis.
Today, I have another special guest from Men of Courage, Webster Parish, Mr. Chris Plant. America's stance on what a Christian should look like is often not what it's supposed to look like. But I love that you took that stance and people saw, you know, obviously there's going to be seeds that you planted that you may never hear about. Amen. On this side of Amen. Heaven. But I'm sure somebody in that office was like, man, he was serious about it.
They finally sent me a termination letter. They hadn't paid me, of course, in about a year before that, but they terminated me from the FBI.
Wow.
I lost my job over my Christian stance.
Yeah.
So that day, you know, I was home by lunch. They had taken my phone from me. I'm sitting at the house, and I didn't even know how to contact my wife. I didn't have a cell phone. I went to a laptop, and I emailed her. And all I said was, baby, look, I'm having a bad day. I'm at the house.
Yeah.
And you know, I'll see you later today. But about 40 minutes later, she walked in the house.
Wow.
And but, you know, as a man, I had to lay like, ooh, this just happened. And she is not backed up for me one bit, thank God Almighty. So over the next couple of months, of course, I'm getting in a financial bind. I had got to where I would go out behind my house and just lay down on the ground like Old Testament and start praying like my face on the ground to God. You know, like I was praying for my job back, like the world thing, mm-hmm. right? And I was just begging God to talk to me because I'm in such a bind and
yeah.
I don't know what to do and what do you want me to do? And I was getting close to my career and was very prideful with this. I thought I should have had a forever home. And first time ever I built some land, I built this beautiful brick home. So the first thing he says to me is, I've been so mad at you about calling this forever home.
Wow.
And you've been pouring all your money into this forever home. He goes, I want you to get, if you want to get serious, let's do this first. I want you to get rid of this forever home. I called an unbelievable Christian friend of mine up and I said, hey, I got to sell a house. The next day, for sale sign, it wasn't even a couple months. The house is sold. Then I got four kids. I got two that are in college. But I got two 12-year-old and a 10-year-old now. You know, so what are we doing, Chris? My wife's literally, what are we doing? And I said, babe, we ain't never even vacationed in an RV before.
That's
and
awesome.
And we've lived in an RV since last December, just trying to do what God tells me to do right now.
Yeah.
So I had to get, as the earth there again would see it as a loss, but I had to get pretty much financially independent so
yeah.
I could do some of this stuff. So I felt like I was in the middle of a field by myself fighting.
Wow.
And this group of men that I had already gotten together, because I'd already started Webster Parish Men of Courage, and they see me, I'm telling you, in that field fighting. Everybody now, I'm learning, has their own story in life where it comes crashing down. I think God literally does that, to be quite honest, because there's the faith.
Mm-hmm.
Are you
going
to hang out with me or not?
Right.
When you got nothing, are you going to hang out with me? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
It's easy to do there again when you're in the church pew and everything's good. So those guys come to me,
uh-huh.
and they clung to me, those Webster Parish Men of Courage. So we're going on getting close to 2 years being started.
You've been listening to Miracles Focus on Faith with Shelby Lewis. Please tune in again tomorrow. It's time for Miracles Focus on Faith. Here's Shelby Lewis.
You have probably heard of Men of Courage, but today I have another special guest from Men of Courage, Webster Parish, Chris Plant.
So we're going on getting close to 2 years being started.
Wow.
And the miracles that God has done through us, but then therefore we've gotten to see.
Mm-hmm.
Salvation is one, of course, we've gotten to see many men saved. And we don't compete with churches.
Right.
We don't have anything on Sunday or Wednesday. But I'm asking men to come out of the church pew, to quit being asleep and come outside the church and fight with us in the streets for God's souls to further the kingdom. And we have story after story after story of salvation, but we got story after story after story of men going, Chris, I hadn't been doing nothing my whole life for God, and now I'm doing this. and it's just boom.
Yeah.
And from that, last year we gave over 500 Bibles, but it was with Stealing of Luke, Hawk, and Josh. We give them out with names on them, and that's a game changer.
Wow.
We gave over 200 out at Youth Teen Challenge this year. God had 12 souls added to the kingdom during that.
Wow.
We do this free wheelchair ramp ministry where we just show up completely for free, and we show up the lumber and the men and the tools. I had this lady, her and her husband were in a wheelchair and needed a ramp. You know, they don't have anything. And we showed up and she just kept messing with me, kept calling me to the door. Chris, what am I going to owe you? I don't have much money at all. You know, we're on Social Security. And I finally just said, ma'am, you see all that lumber there? And she's like, yeah. I was like, you see all those guys working? I'm like, yeah. I go, when we're through here, you're going to have a ramp. All these guys are going to pick up the tools and we're leaving and it's done. So we did over 20 of those last year. They're going to tell how many thousands of men we fed at different out in the public events where we give a lot of stuff away, cool door prizes, and we talk about Jesus. And we're out in the public doing things for God and Jesus all the time.
I mean, it goes back to, you know, what you were doing at the FBI. You know, you were working federally, but you were working with the public, even though it was kind in this private setting.
Yeah,
and so, you know, obviously you had already had that experience of choosing God over how man thought of you. And so it is really hard, especially when you grow up in the church. And like you said, you're kind of sitting in the pew waiting to, what are we going to eat after church?
Yeah, yeah.
And it's kind of like living a fraudulent life.
A double life.
I love that you guys are, like you said, bringing those men out of their sleeping state, because gosh, there's so much more that Christ has for us than just to go to church and, you know, fake our worship. Yeah.
This is a funny one I get all the time. As bad as an evil as the world's got right now, a lot of guys will give me the, well, we know who's going to win in the end. No doubt, God's going to win in the end. But I promise you this, Shelby, there's a bunch of battles before that end that God and Jesus are wanting us to fight outside of the church.
Mm-hmm.
And even if it looks like a lose on earth, it's not.
Right.
It's a win for God. He wants us to fight.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we're trying to gather together and fight.
That's awesome.
Is what we're trying to do.
You've been listening to Miracles Focus on Faith with Shelby Lewis. Please tune in again tomorrow. It's time for Miracles Focus on Faith. Here's Shelby Lewis.
Today, I have another special guest from Men of Courage Webster Parish, Chris Plant. Can you tell us some of the events that you have coming up and kind of what are the normal, you know, events that you guys are always kind of having?
No, so there's several Men of Courage now. There's one in Texarkana now. There's one in, of course, the Bossier one is the main event.
Mm-hmm.
Rhodey's the Elijah of Men of Courage, and he started it all, and it's the biggest one. But there's one in, ours is the Webster Parish Men of Courage. We meet the third Thursday of every month.
Okay.
We meet at the Civic Center. There's not a denomination that's not represented there. You look out over our event, and you're going to see 300-400 men, and you're going to see every denomination you can think of, including non-denominational, out there being represented. They've bought into it. They're coming together to worship Jesus Christ in the public. And iron can sharpen iron, because men are seeing it. And then you get the whole segment of men that ain't going to go to church no more, but they've been coming to this, and then they've been going back to a church. But we do that the third Thursday of every month at 6:00 at the Civic Center. We just, like Rhodey's, we feed every man that comes for free. It's a good meal. We do some cool door prizes, the proverbial case knife, you know. We give those out. We'll have a band, and then we'll have a speaker. And yes, 1 month we'll have a Baptist preacher speak, and the next month we'll have a Pentecostal preacher speak. We talk about God and Jesus. We don't argue the gospel. We spread the gospel. But Rhodey's is always, for the Bossier Shreveport people, is always the first Tuesday of every month, at a place called The Stable on Swan Lake Road. It's this huge, awesome, nice, beautiful barn. Webster Parish Men of Courage has a Facebook page. Shelby, I'm sorry, I'm just now getting to this. From that, we were about a year in, and a lady who I didn't even know stepped up and said, Chris, I would like to do Women of Courage in Webster Parish. And so they meet on the third Tuesday of every month at Webster Parish in Minden at the Civic Center, 6:00. Free meal, free everything for Women of Courage. And then during the year, we'll do a Couples of Courage, like Rhodey says, and bring everybody together. But
y'all have a Students of Courage? I don't know if y'all do.
Rhodey has a Students of Courage, and we had a group that have started in Minden, and they come over to his, because it's hard getting the numbers to that sometimes. But it's all kinds of things that have started from that under our umbrella. You're going to giggle. And there again, I'm going to brag on Billy Weatherall. God was talking to me about what I was going to steal from him. And I was like, dude, if you don't care, I'm going to start up a CrossFit men in CrossFit class.
Wow.
And so we have a CrossFit on Tuesday nights and Thursday nights at a Presbyterian church, allows us to use their gym. But we start it with prayer and Jesus talk devotional, uh-huh. and then we work out together.
Wow.
So we're doing a lot of things in the community.
You've been listening to Miracles Focus on Faith with Shelby Lewis. Please tune in again tomorrow.